I'm here on the podcast. What's your price? Michael Linochi, very funny comic. And I'm just going to ask you questions and you're going to tell me how much money it would cost to get you to do certain things.
All right. I like this. This is fun.
Yeah. So, and then I'll get to know you. Obviously, I know you, but not everybody does. So we'll get to know you. I'll ask you questions throughout too. But the first question every time is, how much money would it take to get in the ring against Mike Tyson?
Well, 1989 Mike Tyson or today?
I mean, does it matter? I mean, would you get in there in 1989?
Oh, I mean, I don't know, because I think you could die. So
yeah.
So I don't know if 1989, like 18-year-old Mike Tyson is worth getting in the ring with. But mm-hmm. right now, I mean, he still would knock you out really hard and you get the money no matter what, even if it's 10 seconds.
Yeah. So the only rule is you have to at least try to throw a punch.
Yeah. Okay. I would do it realistically right now. And he's like in his 50s. I mean, I'll go in there for $100,000.
$100K.
Yeah, I would do it. For $100K, because it's content too, and we're comedians. It's like, I'm not a regular person, you know? It's like, I would get a good video out of it.
You just get knocked out for $100K.
That's what it is. You're getting knocked out for $100K, and I don't think I think it's fine. I don't think I'm going to die, because he also knows what's happened. So it's not like he's going to try to kill you.
Well, we're giving him $200K if he does.
If he does knock me out,
kill you.
If he kills me, then I'm not going in. there's no amount of money. 100K realistically right now, I'd do it. Maybe like 100 or 200K. This is hard about these games. I'm probably the most difficult guest you've ever had, because it's like, if someone shows up,
real professional.
Is that me or you?
That's me. Real professional.
Bro, it's because, like, if someone shows up with a fucking suitcase with $80,000 cash, you might be like, all right. But like, all right, for the sake of the game, 100K.
I think 100K is a good answer. Some people say millions of dollars.
That's, come on.
Yeah, I think that's a good one.
It's a realistic one, because it's not worth 60, because you could get fucked up for a little bit.
Okay, I like that one. Let's go to the next one. How much to go streaking at a game?
So running on the field?
Yeah.
Oof. That's, you get arrested. This might be higher than 100 grand. This is like $400,000.
$400,000 to go streaking at a game. 100K to fight Mike Tyson.
Yeah, because you get in trouble. That's the problem. Like, you get arrested. You get arrested, and like, they're so strict about it now. It's not like even in the 90s, it was less. Like, the penalty was less, but in the 70s, they'd just be like, go home. But like, true. Today, it's like a fucking federal offense or some bullshit.
What about in a pink Speedo?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. I'll wear it. It doesn't matter what.
Okay, so naked's not the thing.
It's not. No, I don't care. Oh, okay. So you're saying if it's clothes, it's less of a penalty.
I see. Yeah, for sure. I would say.
Yeah. Okay. So in a pink Speedo, it's again, now we're going down to 200, but you still get arrested.
Okay.
And what you get banned from the stadium. So like, okay, how about this? If it was at a Dolphins game in Miami, there's no amount of money, because
you don't want to not be able to go to the stadium.
Exactly. So okay, a Padres game all day, let's do it.
Okay. I like that.
I'm not going out. You know what I mean? Like, I can lose not ever going to the Padres stadium ever again. But I might not even do it for Dodger Stadium. You know what I mean? No way.
Yeah, that would be a lot. Okay, how about this one then? How much to go streaking at a high school football game?
No. No way, bro. No way. Because then you're a pedophile. Then you have to register. You know, people get, if you get caught pissing in public, you have to like register.
Yeah. So price. Like,
there's no amount of money. I'm not doing it for, there's not an amount. Well, hold on. Like 100 million, sure. Because then who gives a fuck?
Who cares? Yeah, I got you.
Like, who gives a fuck? Like, whatever. I'll just move to fucking Paraguay and chill.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, there's no amount of money that someone won't do something. Everybody has a price.
Yeah, I know. That's the point of this whole thing. I know somebody, you got a price. Like, it doesn't matter. It might be outrageous, but you got one.
Sure.
Let's do something a little more realistic. How much to do a bar mat shot?
A what?
A bar mat shot.
When they squeeze out all of that.
It's just all the stuff that they poured all night goes in the
bar. Yeah. I've done one of those probably. Okay. How much to do it? Like, just
50 bucks.
I mean, it depends. If it's a 2 p.m. on a Wednesday, then more money. But like, if it's Friday at 2 a.m. and I'm drunk, I might do that shit for free.
Okay. Okay.
But sure. I mean, 50 bucks. Yeah. If we're out and we're at a bar and you show me 50 bucks, I'm doing it for 50 bucks.
Okay. 100%. So next time I see you, we're going to do that.
All right. For 50 bucks. Sure.
Okay.
Perfect. 100% for a little bit of pain, for 30 seconds of pain. It's just an ounce.
Okay.
There's nothing you can't take a shot of. Like, if you don't do that for a free 50, you're a bitch. You're a bitch, bro. Like, how about this? If I'm on a bachelor party, you should do that for free for the laugh for your friends. You know what I mean?
Okay. I like it. We got you. We got something that you can do. 50 bucks. Perfect. Yeah. Okay. So I know who you are. You're a funny comedian. You are from Miami, Florida?
Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale. Okay, cool. And then you did comedy out there. Did you first or did you do?
No, comedy? I started in LA.
Okay. And how did you get to LA?
I drove in a car.
Okay. But what made you get to LA? You're just like, I'm going to just go to LA.
No, I had graduated college, going through a breakup, bouncing around sales jobs, you know, cause that's what you do when you don't have a specific major. And I was like, this sucks. Like, this is what life's about. And I always wanted to be a comedian. I just didn't think it was realistic growing up in Florida. I'm like, oh, you're daydreaming. It's like, I want to be a professional baseball player. So yeah. Then I was like, you know what, fuck it. I was like, if I don't try, then I'll never know. So I just told my parents, I was like, I'm just gonna give this a shot. I knew a buddy in LA who got me a job at a nightclub, so I had everything financially secure to like set me up to like get a place and then have an income. And then I moved out here and just started doing it, hit the mic scene.
Okay, so before you moved out here, did you know you wanted to do comedy?
Yeah, in high school, I thought about it and a little bit in college. But, you know, when you live in Florida, you're like, that's what do you, you know, it's like I grew up around a lot of realists. So they're just like, yeah, what are you going to go to L.A. and do stand up, you know? So
did you ever try? So L.A. was the first time you tried it?
Yeah, I would go to before I moved to L.A. I was going to some of the mics and shows in Florida, like a couple of them just to watch. And I want to be like, OK, yeah, I'd like to build my confidence. But I could do this.
Okay.
Delta.
So you kind of knew what it was then.
Yeah, I would just, you know, you would watch, you'll catch a couple bad people and you'll be like, okay, if they can do it, I can do it. You know, it was just building my confidence to like get up there. And then even when I got to LA, I had watched maybe two or three mics before I actually went up. Cause you know, I was terrified.
Yeah, that's kind of how I was. The first open mic I went to, I was like, I could do this. These guys are terrible.
Yeah, of course. That is great. The mics build you up and then you realize, oh, I'm terrible once I'm up here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're like, wait, I didn't realize I was terrible.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay. How long have you been doing comedy?
Almost 11 years.
Okay, cool. So you've been in LA 11 or 12 years now?
Yeah. I came in April 2010. So I've been here over 11 years.
Okay, cool. So that's a long time.
Yeah.
And
then I met you through Greg Santos and Billy Bunnell connected us and said, yeah, let him do your show.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. And then you gave me the feature spots. You're like, all right, let me test you out. And then I would do a couple feature spots for you. Yeah. Over the years.
Did you come down with those guys or did they just like refer you?
No, they just referred me. And I came down the first time. I think I came down with Fahim, then Francisco.
That's right.
Then maybe Fahim one more time. And then you started headlining me.
Yeah.
I mean, this goes back to like 2015 or so, I don't even know.
Did you do it when it was in the Cowboy Bar?
Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah.
There was never a time where it was like not fun. Yeah. There was one time I came down and I think it was, I was with Francisco. I wasn't headlining. I was featuring, and we went out after, and I blacked out.
Yeah, we had a good time.
It was one of, like, I remember it was one of the hardest blackouts I've had in California, because I woke up on the sidewalk with throw up all over around me at like 4 a.m. I did a push-up and I go, oh my God, like, how long was I just sleeping on the sidewalk and nobody found me?
In PB?
Yeah.
Oh no.
It was the night we went out and we were just bar hopping and you were just giving me shots. You're probably giving me those mat shots, you know?
No, I didn't, because I would have, you would have charged me for that.
But we were fucked up. I mean, we went out and had a blast. And I was staying at a friend's house. I remember Francisco left the next morning. I didn't wake up in time. And like, I had found like Ari Manis was in town. And I was like, yo, I need you to take me back to LA.
That's so funny. That was probably like 6 or 7 years ago.
It was a while back. It would have to have been around 2015, because I was dating another comedian at the time and I was staying at her sister's. That's what I used so I could stay there that night.
And you didn't show up. You just were on the
Had given me like the keys or something. And I remember crawling to the second floor of the apartment and just coming in and passing out on the couch. And then her sister being like, yeah, I saw him. And you were just like in your clothes. And then she goes to work. So I woke up and was just like, felt like shit and just like smelled like throw up and everything. It was just,
oh my God, dude. And how long did that relationship last?
After that, I don't know how long that was after that, but I mean, you know, we knew relationships weren't going to work back then.
Okay.
But that was, I think that I want to say that's the last time I threw up too, from drinking. Cause that's when you're like, what am I doing? I was probably 30. I was like, I'm 30, man. I can't be fucking falling asleep on a sidewalk in PB.
And I'm 36 and I was probably right next to you.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that was, God, that was
hilarious. After my show,
I have multiple stories from doing your shows. And like, then there was another time, I think this was with Fahim the second time. And again, this is a feature. I don't have any headlining fun stories because I think I just like do the show and leave. But like, I think because the featuring spot, you get off
easy.
And you just start drinking.
Yeah.
And then you just start drinking because, and then you're having fun because the headline spot, you don't drink. And afterwards, everyone just leaves. So you're like, oh, I'll go home. But I was, I think it was the Fahim one. And I was just having fun. And I probably went out with you again. And then I just told him, I was like, just go. I met this girl from the show, just a random girl. And I was like, Fahim, just go. I'll take the train.
You told him just to leave you.
Yeah. And I stayed and I fucking slept at this random chick's house. I fucking went back. And I remember she was like, you know, she's probably my age. I remember I got back to her place and it was like, there was like four people in the kitchen when I got there. And she was like, my son's sleeping in the other room. She had a kid.
What
the fuck is going on? And then I remember I woke up at like 7 and took an Uber to the train station and fucking took the train from San Diego to Santa Monica, got off, Ubered home. And I was just like, I got to stop doing these fucking PB shows.
Yeah. And then like at the time you're like, what a great idea. Just go home. I'll figure it out. But then what did I do?
Bro, live in the moment, man. I'm glad I have those experiences.
Well, and that show was always like fire. There's always tons of good looking ladies. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, there still is. I don't party like that as much.
No, me either. Me either. I mean, dude, this is what, 7 years ago. I'm 37 now. But like, yeah. Are you kidding me? Like,
do you remember do you remember the days of just going to a house like with a girl and there would be like 5 or 6 people just at the house and you're just like, wait, what is going on? Like,
yeah, that's think
twice about it.
That's what that was. I felt like, I was like, oh, fuck. I mean, these people kill me. I was like, I don't know who any of these people are. They're like all different ages. Then she's like, yeah, my son's in the other room sleeping. She's like a mother with a kid, but she's out at a bar getting drunk at a comedy show. But like, I was just like, what mess of a world am I in? You know what I mean? Like, also, like, I should get it together, but lady, you get it together.
You got to get
it together. You're bringing home a stranger to your son, and he's in the other room, and there's fucking 5 other people in the kitchen partying.
Yeah, you like, got to get it together more than I do, lady.
Like, yeah, like, I was just like, what is this?
I remember one time I did a show, and I, like, went back to this girl's house, and then I came out in the morning, and, like, there was just 3 girls. They were all naked, just sitting in the living room eating cereal. And I was like, I came out. I was like, oh, my God. Like, I thought I would like, wasn't supposed to see it. And they're like, hey, what's up? I was like, what is going on? Like, it was normal. I couldn't believe it.
Dude, PB is a wild place.
It is. It still is.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get back to some of these. Let's get to one of these. How much to post Trump 2024 on your Facebook page and leave it for 24 hours?
I mean, that's a low price. Like, not a lot. Like,
living in LA?
I'll do it for $500.
$500?
I'd probably do it for less if it's in front of my face, but like, I mean, I might even do it for $350.
Put $350 out. You could maybe do it.
I mean, that's an easy $350. It's 24 hours. It's like, who gives a fuck? And okay. Facebook is so like, the algorithm's so whack on that shit.
It's true. Okay, what about an Instagram post?
$550.
That would be a little more money.
Yeah, $550. I mean, you're gonna lose thousands of followers. So whatever.
And you don't have time to explain it to them.
No.
All right, let's do this one because I know you're a sports guy. How much to take a fastball from a major league pitcher?
In the back?
Like you're just standing. You're gonna turn, or he's gonna throw it at you and hit you.
So 95.
95.
$1,000.
You do it for $1,000?
Yeah, I might do it for 700. Yeah, I might do it for $700.
Okay.
It's easy money, man. It's just like it's just like someone punching you in the back, really.
Okay.
As long as we're not getting hit in the head, yeah, it's fine.
Okay. You're gonna have a helmet.
Back shoulder. I mean, it hurt, dude. Injuries hurt way more in your late 30s. So, but yeah, I would for sure. I might do like $700 for that.
So you'd wear a fastball for 700.
Yeah.
All right. I like that one.
Yeah.
Okay. This one, how much to, you know, those slap fucking good boxers dudes.
Oh, yeah.
How much to take one of the slaps from one of those Ukrainian slap guys?
I mean, you're getting a concussion. You're getting knocked out. So
yes.
Now we're talking about medical shit. Like, I want $2,000.
$2,000 to do the slap thing?
Yeah. Again, it's easy money, man. It's like that's not a punch, it's a slap. You're still getting a concussion and you're knocked out, but it's not a Mike Tyson punch.
No. I mean, guys, have you seen how hard they hit him and they just faint?
Yeah. Because there's something to where like your face as opposed to your head. So at least it's right here. You still get knocked out probably, but still it's like here is like damaging, you know? So but I'll do it, but it's also dangerous. So I still want like a couple G's. I want to chill for a month and just maybe go to Hawaii afterwards. So I need about $2,500 because I want the hotel flight paid for. And then we'll go chill in Hawaii. So $2,500.
Okay.
$2,500. Whereas the baseball fucking that pitch is like, yo, I'm walking away. I'm going to eat dinner later. You know what I mean? Like that's nothing.
Yeah, it's going to be a welt, but whatever.
It's going to be a welt, but like I can go do a set an hour later.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
How much to shave your head?
I did that shit for free during the pandemic. Yeah, there's very little. Maybe probably $600.
$600 to shave your head all the way.
700, yeah.
Seven, you just went up. Six or
all right, 700. Well, because it's like, all right, now like we're working again. So like, you know, like you're fucked if you have like a commercial audition.
What a story.
Like, what?
What a story though.
Yeah. I mean, everything's content. If you're a comedian, you're like, dude, I could post about this and make a joke about it. $700 though. Cause 300? It takes about 2 months to look regular again.
What about 300 cash?
To shave my head? No.
Okay. 700.
No, 700's even like, I don't know. 1,100%.
Okay.
Wait, I'm thinking this one's actually harder because now I'm thinking about like it's $2,000 isn't really a lot either. Like $1,000, I'd probably do it.
Okay, what about your eyebrows?
One eyebrow. One eyebrow? $5,000.
What about both?
I think that's easier.
Okay.
Because one is ridiculous. Two is like.
What about you shave your eyebrows and then one of your friends, let's say Mark Hayes, gets to draw them on? He gets to give you eyebrows.
Yeah, 5K. We're just at 5K.
5K. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. How much to go silent for a month?
Jesus. So that means no stand-up.
No stand-up.
10K.
10K? Not say a word for a month.
Yeah. I mean, that's awful. I mean, you would go depressed in 3 days. You can't even, like, can you go in a room by yourself and start talking? You know what I mean? Like, no, dude, that's depressed. Like, you don't even think that psychologically would fuck you up. You can't even, like, say to a dog, hey, come here. You can't even do stuff like that.
You could, but you couldn't do the rest of it.
You can't communicate with anyone. Your parents are old. Like, you know, I don't know how much time they have left. I can't risk a month of not talking. They could die.
You could text them.
Oh, you can text.
You could text.
10K.
Okay.
Dude, that's no stand-up for a month. And also, you're just bored. Like, that's a month of work, really. So it's like, all right. And it's a month. So to take up my time of a month, to me, minimum would be like $5,000. And then now I have to be miserable too. $10,000. That's worse than, I'd rather get knocked out by Mike Tyson almost, but way less money. But still, that's just like $10,000, I would do it.
Okay.
Because then I'm like, okay, this is my job.
Yeah, I'm getting for a month. Paid. You made $10,000 that month.
Yeah.
All right. How much to wear 2 arm casts for a month?
Oh, wow. That might be worse than not talking.
You're just.
I would do that for 20.
20K?
Yeah. Because that's worse. Because that's worse because now I can't. You can't moving like when people go, well, would you rather have a sprained wrist or an ankle? It's fucking wrist all day. Like, you know what I mean? Like having a sprained ankle is just so annoying. It's just like, you're like, I can't do anything. So that even this is like, I mean, shitting, pissing, you're forgetting all of that. Eating.
I'm
eating
not forgetting is my favorite
things to do. Like eating, like you have to do, yeah, get out of here.
You got to have a girlfriend.
But at least you can do stand-up. You can still do stand-up.
I mean, how are you going to get there?
You just are fucking on there and you're like, listen, man, do I really have to explain this? You get it. Fucking was in a bad accident. I fell out of a helicopter. I would just tell people weird shit.
The host gives you the mic. You're just like, come on, bro.
You just keep it in the stand.
All right. How much to run a marathon?
I've done a half marathon.
I didn't say that.
I know. I'm just saying a whole marathon. Like I got to do it next weekend.
You got to do it on Saturday.
I'll do it for like 2,500.
Okay.
That's yeah. If you're like, you get $2,500 if you do this. I'm like, yeah, I'll go do it.
A little that's less than $100 a mile.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to take about 4 hours. So it's like, yeah, let's do it. It's like 4.5 hours.
Okay.
4 or 5 hours. That's a good day's work. It's easy money.
Okay.
There's no time limit. It's not like I have to finish it in a certain amount of time.
No. You just got to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get back to some questions. You did a lot of cool shows. You toured around the country with Chris. What was probably the coolest show you did?
Or
a couple shows. Like what were some of the best shows you did?
I had, Carnegie Hall was really cool.
How many people?
That's like 3,300. It wasn't the most I've ever done, but it's just like, I didn't know much about Carnegie Hall until I saw it on the schedule. And then people were like, you know about Carnegie Hall. And then I started looking up the history and I was like, oh, this is pretty prestigious and like cool. And then even when you get there, there's like a whole museum of the Beatles, Ray Charles, everybody has performed there. So you're sharing a stage. Whereas like some other theaters, I don't know who's been at some other thing, but Carnegie Hall was built before technology, like electricity. So the acoustics, you don't even really need a microphone, like no video, no photography. And it's just like historic. So that was cool. And it was a fun show. But again, like it was just a show, you know. But that was cool. But it wasn't that cool because I didn't know about it 4 years ago. I didn't really, if someone was like, you know about Carnegie Hall, I'd be like, no, what? You know what I mean? I was that dumb.
You didn't appreciate it as much as you probably
could. Yeah, but I mean, like I had fun like doing some big theaters, like the Hard Rock one, because that's all my friends and family are there and they get to see that. And that one was like 4,800. You know, that was like a big one. There was a really cool one in St. Louis that had a beautiful theater. I mean, some of these theaters are just historic, and they have like, and they're really pretty. And then now looking back, like, you know, if I ever get a chance to perform those again, who knows? Like, that's nothing's guaranteed, even if you're a successful comedian. So,
of course.
But the Carnegie Hall one was really cool. And then there was a St. Louis one that was really sick, I thought. And then Florida. Yeah.
What's the biggest difference in performing in those huge venues versus at a comedy club?
Comedy club's more intimate, for sure. I can feed off the energy of the crowd. Like I love clubs. I mean, listen, I mean, theaters are fun, but like, you're just doing your set and they're laughing, and
you
and
can't that's really it. Get interaction. It's just like they laugh.
I mean, you're not really doing crowd work, but like, yeah, you're just like, you're just going, and it's awesome. It's definitely awesome. You're like, whoa. But like, again, it's just like cool, because it's like a lot of people laughing and it's all up the energy. But I love clubs, man.
Is the pacing different?
People say it is, but you know, the way I do my comedy is different. I don't know. I'm kind of ranty sometimes. So, but I mean, you definitely can like be 20 minutes in and do like 3 minutes less than you usually do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cause like, you'll sit in it for a little bit longer.
The laughs are a little longer.
They're a little longer, but it's not like crazy. Like, you know, some people will be like, yeah, man, you can do your 20 minutes in a theater is 35. Like, no, it's not, you fucking asshole. Like, shut up. It's like maybe like a 3 minute, like you'll look at your phone and be like, oh shit, I did 20 already. And I still had like 3 more minutes of my set usually, you know, but it's easier. It's like all theater shit is confidence. Like, that's why when you get to that point, like, you're already a confident guy on stage. But like, bro, if you're in a theater full of 5,000 people, 3,000 are laughing, you're killing.
And it's 3,000 or 5,000.
Yeah, 2,000 people could hate you and you're still killing. You know what I mean? It's just like, you're doing your set crushing.
And it's 3,000 to 5,000 people that paid to go see comedy.
Yeah, a lot of money too. Well, not $20 tickets. They're probably like $60 to $70 tickets.
Now, did you ever have a hard thing though? Because you would be performing and, you know, like a lot of them want to see the headliner. They were just like, all right, get the headliner out here already. Was that ever an issue?
No, I mean, some people that we would try to hold as long as possible for the shows. But I mean, sometimes people are walking in during your set, especially on two-man shows. Sometimes they're walking in, but it's like, that doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like, because like, there's still 2,000 other people sitting down listening. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Again, like, you know, who knows what's going on in the upper deck? Like, there could be people just talking, not even listening to you. You know what I mean? You just take what you're getting. And I think when you are in a theater, those are like huge fans of comedy. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't a comedy club where you might get walk-ups, or, you know, majority of the time they don't know who you are. And yeah, a theater's like, oh my God, they bought these tickets months ago.
Yeah,
you
know, $40 to $100. Like, yeah.
And they bought it months ago, and they're gonna buy merch. And this is their, like, they're like, yo, in 2 weeks we're going to that show.
Yeah.
Whereas like comedy club acts, even if it's a headliner who sells out, they're like, oh, let's go this week. Let's get it. We've seen this guy before. But I do love I love comp, like, club rooms, because I like to feed off the energy of the crowd and riff a little bit.
Yeah, nice. Okay, what was the worst show you've done?
Worst good show I've ever done was
worst good show.
I mean, there's a lot of like worse. I mean, sure, we've done fucking horrible bar shows where you're like trying to fight to get attention, but that's just part of the game. But like, so to me, like, the worst show I've done is like a show where you're like, this should be a good show, and it's like not a good show, was in San Diego, House of Blues with Chris, maybe like 4 years ago. And they were just drunk and rowdy.
Just yelling shit, right?
Yelling shit. And you might've been there. I don't know if you came in, but I wasn't going first, but I remember like Mark and Craig were going up first. And then like Mark went up first, and they were just like, boo, next. Like, they were just, he was getting railed. Me and Craig couldn't stop laughing, dude. We were like, ah, and then Craig went on, and it's still hard. And then I went on, and I'm like, this isn't fun.
No.
This is not fun at all. I felt like I was bombing. You know what I mean?
It's like a boxing match. You're just like, what am we doing? Like,
this is supposed to be awesome. And it was just the House of Blues was like, I guess they offered him so much money to do it. And then like, it's not meant for comedy. It's just like a party crap. So that was like no seat.
People are standing.
Yeah. Like my other war show I did was my second showcase in Montreal.
For just for laughs?
Yeah, I feel like I bombed. Yeah. It was just not good. Like I wasn't connecting. Nobody was like understand. It was just like I was like, am I speaking a foreign language? And in my head, I was getting mad because I was like, you guys are ruining my career. Because at the time, you think this is it. You're like,
it's gonna make or break you.
This is gonna make or break me. That's what your mentality is, which is like, and some people tell you, don't worry, it doesn't matter. Years from now, you look back and like, oh, that was fun, and it's true. But in the moment, you're a 6-year comic, and you're like, if I crush this, I could be on television tomorrow. You know what I mean? And I'm up there starting off slow and I'm getting a little panic in my head. And now I'm mad. I'm going after someone and I'm like, thank God, it's the second one. Thank God I've already done a first one that was like good. But like this one, I'm just like, if anyone was like, I want to see him one more time, fucking bomb. I'm like, God damn it. And that one I hated. And part of me still has like a little part of me inside goes like I hurt from that show. I hurt because I think that like it I think that that mattered a little bit in my head, but I'm still waiting for something in my career to happen to be like, oh, it doesn't matter, see, you know what I mean? I'm still waiting for that thing to happen to be like, you're
thinking something hasn't happened because of maybe that show still.
Maybe not because of that show, but I'm like, did I drop the ball? Were there two outs, bases loaded, down by one, and I fucking strike out? Did I? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's one of those, but it is what it is, man.
It is what it is, dude.
I like having the memories.
Yeah.
When I'm on my deathbed, I won't think about that.
I mean, hopefully not. Is there anything that, what's the craziest thing that's happened at a show?
I was in, I think it was Portland one time. I actually had posted a video of this years ago. There was just a guy like passed out, like drunk in the front. And I was like talking to him. And like, I went up to him and I was just like pretending to talk, interview him and shit.
I remember
like,
that.
Yeah. And he was just like drunk, passed out in the front row of a theater show before the headliner who he probably paid to come see. So that was hilarious. But like, I've never had any crazy interactions where someone threw something or ran on stage or like, I've never had anything like that. I mean, I did a show like in Torrance, kind of like it was like Craig put on a show in Torrance where his like an American soldiers bar or whatever, somewhere in Torrance. And he like had a couple of one-offs there where he like, they asked him to like book a show. And I went down there with me, Craig, Jesus Trejos, and Ron Taylor. And it was us four and we're doing a show. It was fun. There was a lot of people. And I got off and then Ron Taylor's on stage. And during Ron Taylor's set, someone like falls to the ground and is like having a heart attack or something crazy. And this guy just is going, he's just doing his set. And it's just like,
push through it.
Just going through it. Like, but it's kind of like in the corner, like the back corner where nobody in the crowd really knows what's going on, but maybe like the four people around. And then we're in the back, like what the fuck is going on? And then the side door comes in, the ambulance come in, take him. And it was just like a guy who had like a diabetic thing, you know, like not enough blood and he like passed out or something and he was fine. But Ron Taylor was just like, damn, I'm just doing my set. Like, I don't even know.
He wears glasses.
So I don't even know if he was like, knew what was happening. I think he was just like, something's going on, but I'm going to keep doing my set. But like, it was hilarious that like, this guy could be dying. And this guy's like, yeah, so this motherfucker, like,
so I had one like that happen. I was in Kentucky opening for Ian Bagg and I'm on stage and I'm like 20 minutes. It was just a 2-man show. I'm like 20 minutes into the set. I got 5 more minutes and this guy has like a seizure and he hits the ground and everyone's like, ask for a doctor. So I'm like still in the middle. I'm like, is there a doctor here? And people think I'm kind of still joking. And finally, like everybody stops. I'm like, no, really, we need a doctor. And they come and like 20 minutes later, it's like a guy in his 30s or 40s and he's just laying on his side. And then they come in and they wheel him out. And on his way out, I'm like, hey, man, he goes, dude, I'm so sorry. I go, don't worry about it. He goes, you were doing great. I had too many mushrooms and they hit me. And so he said he just had a panic attack and passed out. And then I go over to Ian and I go, Ian, you ready for me to bring you up? He goes, you better do 10 more minutes, motherfucker.
So then, but so like you're 10, 15 minutes into your set, this happens. Then everything stops for like 10 minutes.
It's like 30 minutes.
So everybody's just kind of sitting there eating, drinking while just this is going
sitting
on.
Sitting there, everyone's looking at this dude. The ambulance is coming in, wheeling him out. Like it happened right in the middle of the show.
Then you go back on stage, you're like, let's get back to normal.
Yeah. I made it easy because the guy told me he was on mushrooms.
Yeah.
So I brought that up and that got a little bit of a laugh and then told a couple more jokes. And then
I'm sure Ian fucking riffed for 15 minutes on it.
Yeah. He destroyed, of course.
Yeah. He's just going to crowd work that shit all the way to the bank.
I think he spent like half the night. Like, are you going to pass out next?
Yeah.
You know, that dude's a beast.
Yeah.
Okay. Couple more questions. How much to ride a bull for 8 seconds? I mean, you're not going to make it 8 seconds, but how much?
My bucket list is to do the running of the bulls one day, to ride one for 8 seconds. Oh, like to like do, like one of those like Southern guys. Yeah. Got you. We're not talking about at the fucking restaurant on Sunset.
No, it's not a mechanical.
Ride a bull.
A real bull. You got
to
get.
I mean, that's a life. One, it's a life experience. Two, there's going to be like the guys around to help, right? You know, I'm not just going on it and like, I mean, this is a low thing too. I would like, if I can make money doing it, let's do it. Like, give me $1,000.
$1,000 to ride a bull.
For 8 seconds? If I don't get the 8 seconds, do I not get the money?
You're not going to make it 8 seconds.
Because like you get thrown off pretty, like that's like a winner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would try it just for life experience.
How much to drop in on a half pipe?
I think I did it when I was younger, but I was very terrified. But I don't think, I think I just like, I might've fallen, but like I would do that. That's a low, like I would do that. Like right now, today, you're like, yo, come over here, $500 to do it. I'll do it.
$500 to drop in on a half pipe.
Well, if it's a huge one now, I'm like, I don't have health insurance. So maybe like, I know I'm not going to break my leg, but like $2,000 because I don't have health insurance.
You just signed off on it with the I'm not going to break my leg comment.
Yeah, I'm not going to break my leg, but I might fall and scrape my elbow. $2,000 is fine.
$2,000.
If I break a fucking arm, I'm fucked, you know?
How much to do the Olympic ski jump? The big thing that they go down.
One where they go like this?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, dude, you're breaking every bone in your body. Like, bro, are you kidding me? I mean, medical bills fucking paid for. So, I mean, it's $100,000 in medical bills right there. So I need 200. I need 200K. Bro, that's crazy. I mean, you're just, I have to hope that I land on my feet from like, I mean, they go up. What are we talking about? Over 5 stories high. Like, I mean, 50 feet in the air.
I mean, you're just going to go.
You know, the minute you fly off, you're not staying in form. You're going like this. Like, you know what I mean? And you're just go. So, like, you're walking away with, like, broken shit. So, I need, like, 200. Dude, I'd rather get punched by Tyson over that.
I think we're going to crowdfund this. And everybody that pitches in money gets to go watch around the arena and watch you do the ski jump.
Yeah, I mean. Shit, I'll bet you none of the jackass guys will even do that one. Because that one, you're fucked, dude. You're breaking bones.
Oh, it's so good, dude. So funny. Dude, how much to sleep in a dumpster for 24 hours?
Minimum. So you have to stay in it for 24 hours? But like,
24 hours,
a dumpster. So there's one right out that window. A days of work, $5,000.
$5,000?
Yeah.
Okay.
$5,000 getting a tetanus shot afterwards.
All right. How much to get a bikini wax?
That's where they just wax my pubes.
Yeah. Brazilian bikini wax.
And my asshole?
And the asshole.
That part hurts.
I mean, I would think.
Yeah.
Do you know already?
No, I've cut my asshole hair one time and it was a mistake because when it grows back, it's just prickly. And you're like, what the fuck? A bikini, like That's not a lot of money. Like you could throw some cash at me for that. Like I would do that for a fucking, I might do that for $500.
$500 to get a Brazilian bikini.
Yeah, like it takes, that's 30 seconds.
Girls pay to do it.
Yeah, that's 30 seconds of work.
How much to do? Are you a spicy food guy?
I can do spicy, not crazy. I've done the spicy chip challenge.
Is that like,
do you know what that is? The tortilla chip?
No.
There's like a devil's, it's like if you Google tortilla chip, like the devil's spice, whatever, it's just one corn tortilla chip and it's supposed to be the spiciest chip in the world. And on a bachelor party, one kid was like, I'll give you $500 to eat it. And I was like, 100%. This is during the pandemic. So I was like, yeah, that's a half of my rent. And then we're all drunk and we're all fucked up. We're in Joshua Tree. And I was like, let me see. I start negotiating. I walked away with $1,300 to eat it. And it afterwards, I was like, I would have done that again for six because okay. It's only 40. It was 40 minutes of pain.
So you handled it easy.
It was 40 minutes of pain. It felt like, you know, it's just 40 minutes of burning because there was no milk and it was just like holding ice in my mouth for 40 minutes. But it was funny and entertaining for them. But like I was with like 15 dudes. Everybody contributed. I walked away with like $1,200. It was awesome.
That's funny. How much to do with one of those ghost peppers? That'd be nothing.
No, I want money because that's like, again, it's probably going to be pain for an hour.
Yeah, so how much money?
$650.
$650?
Yeah.
That's an interesting.
For 1 hour of work? Yeah.
Okay. I like it. You're just thinking in hourly wages.
Yeah.
How much to put a dog collar, a shock collar on your neck and shock yourself twice?
Fucking free. No. I would do that. I mean, that's low. I mean, dude, I might do that for fucking $300.
$300 for a dog.
I mean, dude, if a dog can do it, you know what I mean? Like, come on. It's like twice. And then I fucking record it, get a post, whatever, gets flagged. Dude, that's nothing. That's it. Again, that's, what is that? 30 seconds of work? 300.
Okay.
It's like, there's no after effects. It's just scary. That's it.
We're going to make that one happen.
Yeah.
Tattoos. You have any tattoos?
I don't. Now, this is a lot of money.
Yeah. How much to get a tramp stamp? You get to
pay. Half a mil.
$500,000 to get a tramp stamp.
Yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous. Because even if you get it removed, that shit costs like tens of thousands to get it removed. Like $10,000 to get it. You still have like a little weird scarring.
Okay.
So it's just like that's a forever thing. There's no hourly thing on this. There's no pain for a month. Like that's forever. So I mean, if it's forever, then it's got to be a life-changing money. And I would think 500 is life-changing because I could go buy a house.
Yeah.
So 500.
Okay. How much to get a Katy Perry neck tattoo?
A Katy Perry. So it just says Katy Perry?
No, a picture of Katy Perry.
Right here. $5 million.
$5 million.
I mean, that's my that's like my image. Like I gotta like open every show I do now with that.
But what a story, dude. I mean, you'd be known as the Katy Perry guy.
Fine. $5 million, dude. That's why I've been $5 million. It's forever. You can't really get that removed. It probably hurts. And then it's like $5 million. It's like, all right, I'm financially set for life. I can make that work for life. I could put $3 million away. Buy flat out, put a down payment of $1 million on my dream house. And then the other $1 million, just kind of be smart with it and like live off of that for a little bit. While I work doing fucking selling 60 tickets in each city for fucking comedy. But maybe I could sell more tickets after that tattoo.
I mean, if you had a Katy Perry neck tattoo, I'm sure you would get a lot of publicity.
For $5 million, yeah, it would definitely be. I could definitely maybe get on Rogan for that.
All right, last questions. Skydiving. How much to go skydiving?
Just pay for all the travel to get there to do it.
Okay.
I'll probably do it. I haven't done it yet, but I'm scared. But that's minimum, like a couple grand.
And to go bungee jumping?
Yeah. But the bungee jump has to be over water, just in case.
Bungee jumping over land.
I don't know if I want to do that.
That's no scary. Amount of money? $1 million.
it depends, like, who's what company. I mean, am I bungee jumping in Colombia? No.
We're in Mexico. Like, you got to sign a waiver.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing it in Mexico. It's got to be like, nah, man, this is where fucking...
A sanctioned city?
This is like, yo, you fucking Bill Gates bungee jumped here. Oh, okay, cool. Then they made sure this one works. You know what I mean? Like, who's bungee jumped at this one? I'm not doing some Mexico bungee jump.
You're not doing Cozumel bungee jump.
No, I'm not doing, like, maybe Australia. No, yeah, and it's like, got to be over...
If you buy a bungee jump, we'll give you a free round of margaritas at the club in Cozumel. You won't do that.
No. I mean, I'm not going first.
Okay. Last question. Skydiving. There's how much money would it take if you're going skydiving? There's 4 parachutes. 3 are packed.
There's not an amount of money. There's none. I'm not, a 25% chance of dying, I'm out.
You're out.
Yeah, it's not, there's no, you can't offer me $1 billion because it's like, what does that even matter if I pick the wrong one?
Your family's set.
Fuck them. Fuck them. What family? My 70-year-old parents have 10 years left to live? Get the fuck out of here. What are they going to do with $1 billion? Just still sit at home? Like, my fucking nephews, they're going to be fine without or with it. You know what I mean? There's no amount, like, you would think, like, all right, $1 billion, you'd have to sit there and think about it. I wouldn't just say no, but I would just be like, it's just not worth it. It's like, one of the 4, and, like, they all feel the same. You can't, it's just not, like, I would have to be, it's just not, like, that's, money doesn't matter that much. You know what I mean? There's, you know what's funny is there's a lot of people that would take the chance, but I'm like, it doesn't matter. Like, life is going to be more fun just walking away from it.
You're going to have more fun. Well, you just did walk away from it.
Yeah, there's no, dude, are you doing that?
I mean, this is really just a suicide check just to see how you're doing in life.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not doing it. There's no amount of money. Because I'm not going to, like, if there was 10 backpacks and one of them is not full, so it's 10% chance, I'm more tempted.
So the percentage,
but 10% is still high. 10% chance of dying is still high, but I would be like, man, this shit's meant to be if I pick the one without it. Out of 10, I'll do 1 out of 10.
So what would you rather do? What would you rather do in that situation? Would you rather have 10 parachutes with 1 faulty? Or would you rather have 100 parachutes with 10 that are faulty?
It's just, I'd rather do
the math 10 is the exact one. Same. I'm just curious. What would
the 10, because it's just like, all right, I don't have to, like, with 100. Now you're like, there could be 3 in a row. There could be 1 every 10. Like, it's just too much, like, overthinking. Whereas 1 out of 10, it's just like, I'm just grabbing the first one. Cause I doubt it's going to be one of the end ones. I'm grabbing one of the first or last ones.
You got a strategy and they're like,
because if you're going to do it, why are you going to put it on the end? It's least like you're going to, like, that kind of ruins it.
Cause I'm like, I think he might grab the first one thinking that it won't be it.
Well, so the guy setting this up wants you to die. You know what I mean?
I mean, I don't know, man. We don't have to pay you.
I would really think about 1 out of 10. 2 out of 7 is even a no. Whatever the percentage is on that, it's just not worth it, man.
That's funny, buddy.
I would love to know am I the first comic to say I'll walk away
from one? No, a bunch of them have. Some people have set amounts that are pretty low, and you're like, ooh.
Some are like, dude, if there was 2 bags, I would fucking do it.
Yeah, they're like, somebody's like $100,000. I was like, oh god, what?
You're crazy, bro. They don't know what money is. $100,000 lasts 2 months.
Jason Cheney said it'd be funny if the parachute that didn't work, if you just pulled it up and confetti shot out. It's just like, fucking, oh, he didn't make it.
Oh, wow. No, I'm not fucking. No way.
Cool. Well, that's it, man. That's the podcast. I appreciate you doing it. Anything you want to promote or plug or talk about?
I mean, just, if you listen to podcasts, I don't want you to go away from Josh's, but if you want to check out my podcast, which was formerly The Takeover, but I'm starting a new one with my buddy, Matty Chimber, called Village Idiots. So okay. Check out Village Idiots if you like podcasts. That's cool. It. Or thank when you, does it come out?
Not this Tuesday, but the following Tuesday.